Welcome to the Producers Journal podcast. My name is Derek, and today we're going to be talking about hiring an editor. Why? Because I just did it. Go to ShelbyRoadProductions.com. Also, we're on Instagram at ShelbyRoadProductions LLC. Facebook and YouTube both are ShelbyRoadProductions. So, the reason why I started doing this podcast is to talk about things in real time as I experience them. And I just hired another editor. So why not talk about it? And as usual, off the cuff in ramble form. So her name is Courtney, and I met her through a current editor of mine. His name is Sebastian. Now, Sebastian's been with me for a long time. He's really a video editor, but there's always so much opportunity for audio, and any video editor worth their salt is also a great audio editor. They just get it all. So he fit right in, and he's done a lot of audio editing for me. He edits the Real Hernando podcast, both audio and video, and we've also managed to have some pretty cool video projects come in here and there that he was definitely the guy for. So why hire, and why am I talking about Sebastian? Well, first let's talk about why I hired, and then why I got Sebastian involved. When you work with contractors, they are limited on time. So you have to create a security blanket. You have to make sure that you, as an agency, you have the bandwidth to always be available for editing someone's podcast. There's never saying no. That's why solopreneurs struggle. Solo producers struggle. Sometimes they're just tapped out on time because they do all of the editing and they have to start saying no. Well, agencies don't say no. So you hire a team, and that's a whole other discussion, but we're going to talk specifically about editing. As I've grown, I've had to add editors because, let's say, editor number one, who is PJ, still with me to this day. And when I hired him, I hired a second person. And that person didn't work out, but eventually I found this guy named Alex, still with me. I hired two, so I had two people to fall back on. And if one needed to take some time off, I had the other one to back him up. But I'm hiring contractors. It's not like I'm hiring them at 20 hours a week guaranteed. It's, I will let you know when I need you, and I'm going to pay you this amount per hour to edit whatever it is I hand you. So there's no overhead that way. So bring in two guys, and I'd task one. The next time I needed to task something new, I would task editor number two. Back and forth, getting them integrated into the system. Now I have backup. Not only am I being backed up, but I have backup for the backup. And that's how I've kind of built this team up. But eventually you have an editor that says, wait a minute, uncle, twisting arms, I can't handle anymore. I am at capacity. So you're thinking, damn, man, Derek, like, you're giving this guy over 40 hours a week worth of editing? No, I'm not. Because that editor is a contractor, a self-employed freelancer that is working their own clients too. They got their own thing going on too. I am a client to them. They don't work solely for me. If my editor Alex edits for five different clients, I'm just in the list. I would like to think I give him the most work, and I'm probably the most favorite person he's ever worked for, but I'm on the list of clients for him. So he will eventually tap out, and it may be 5 hours a week worth of editing. It might be 2 hours. You never know, but you get what you can. And once you have an editor that's happy and they're like, okay, this is about all I can handle, then whatever podcasts I'm sending to that editor, they live with that editor. The editor is assigned to those accounts. So they can always count on that work. The greatest thing about podcasting is its consistency for the most part. That's a whole other discussion as far as content creators being consistent. But in general, podcasting is a consistent form of content. You release once a week, twice a week, every week. So it's returning work. It's repeat work. It's great. So as an editor, you can kind of count on the 5 files that you edit a week, and you might make $100, $200 in total for editing said files, and you can pretty much bank on it. It's fairly secure. And that's why they can also say, all right, what I've got, I'm good. Okay, cool. Next up. And again, I'm always trying to make sure that I don't max an editor and then hire new, max that person, hire new. I'm always trying to keep a little bit of open bandwidth with everybody. So I never want to push anyone to the max. I have a couple that are, but then I have others that are nearing. And I know this. Now that ties into present time. Not only can I see the amount of work each person is getting, but I can start feeling, okay, my team is starting to fill up with work. If I don't act now and start bringing in some fresh blood, I might have to say no to something. Because prior to hiring Courtney, if I got another slamming client that was all of a sudden right out of the gate, 5 to 10 hours of editing a week, I'd say yes. I would not say no to that. But it would be a scramble. And now I'm having to hire in rush and just taking whoever I can get. And I don't want to do that. I want to get someone that I think will work well. So I started feeling that pressure of things are kind of maxing up a little bit. So let's bring some fresh blood in. So I finally got the moment where some new work was coming our way that was perfect for a beginning editor. And that's when I knew this is the opportunity to bring someone in. That way they have something to start with and easy editing, and they can get used to the system on how I task things and how I manage the team. Now, let's go to Courtney and how that connects with Sebastian. I have done plenty of hiring on Upwork. Upwork.com is this great platform for freelancers to connect with clients and vice versa. That's how I built this damn company on that website. Luckily now I've grown to the point where between referrals and current clients, just increasing more and more and more, word of mouth, I don't need that platform much anymore. But it built the foundation of this business. To the point where, because I was finding clients that needed podcast editing, so on and so forth. That's a whole other story. That's previous episode. But when it turned around for me to become an agency, I started using Upwork to hire, which is great. That's how I hired PJ, Alex, and several other people. But when I was really starting to cook here, instead of going to Upwork, I would lean on my team. Hey, do you know anyone that's a good audio editor, good video editor, so on and so forth? So I found Sebastian through my engineer, Andrew Michael. Andrew Michael, I hired on Upwork because I wanted someone to back me up on how to set up equipment for clients because I'm limited. Listen to my previous episode 19. And I talk about moving my office equipment from my home studio to my new studio. That's as much tech as you'll ever get from me. So, but I went to him, hey, I'm looking for a new editor. And he talked to me about Sebastian. I went to Andrew because I trusted him. I loved his work. He's a brilliant kid. And I know he knows other people in the industry. So sure enough, he's like, hey, this guy's Sebastian. I went to college. I'm going to college with him. I've worked with him in these different facets. He's a killer video editor, engineer, audio editor. Give him a call. So I did. Worked him into the system. I hired him based off of that referral. I met with him. Seemed like a really nice guy. Yes, pulled the trigger on him, and he's been a rock star for me ever since. So I have come to him for referrals. And some of them didn't pan out because I thought I needed someone for something else, and it just didn't pan out. But now I knew I was going to need an editor, and before I went on Upwork and started looking around, I knew Sebastian had mentioned that he knew someone that would work well. Her name was Courtney, and they both worked in radio, television together. And these are young kids, early 20s, and killer freelancers, artists. So I took his recommendation. I spoke with Courtney several weeks ago now. Just to get to know her, feel her out, see if she'd be interested, tell her more information on what it is that I do, what I'm looking for. She was on board, but one of the most important questions I asked was, what's your bandwidth? How many hours do you really think that you can work on top of everything else you got going on? And I don't know what else she's got going on. She mentioned a few things. She's probably just fresh out of school. She's hustling like anyone else, just looking for whatever work. Because I want to get an honest assessment. And I let her know, and I always let the editor know. It's okay if you can only do 3 hours a week for me, that's fine. Like, I want to fill those 3 hours up. That's a good problem to have. So she said around 5 hours a week would be comfortable. Good deal. And at that time, I wasn't ready to hire her and start tasking her, but I knew things were coming down the pipeline. Again, going back to when I knew I needed to bring someone in, you project, forecast. I have this amount of work right now, and I have 2 to 3 new things working their way in. They're coming, and I need to be prepared for that. So I get ahead of it. So when I talk to Courtney, I told her she's in, I want to work with her, but was up front. It's going to be a minute though. I already know what I want to give you, but it's not here yet. But when it is here, I'm going to connect with you and we're going to start this thing. So that thing showed up. And it's a podcast called The Big Stud Podcast. Now there's history behind this guy. The host's name is Mike Claudio. I think I may have already mentioned this, but he was an old client of mine. I've launched a few podcasts for him, including the Big Stud Podcast, and he owns a company called Win Rate Consulting. It's a coaching firm for people in the construction field. Does really well. He does really well. He's also a coach for small businesses in general. I even hired him as a coach. So we go way back, and he, up until now, had worked with a different agency vendor to do his social media promotion for the podcast, and he was doing all the editing. But it was basic editing, no scrubbing, which means taking out ums and ahs, just basic edit, throwing the music on the front and back end, done deal. So he was doing that, agency for social media, and then got to a point where he's pushing out 3 episodes a week. Each one being part of its own series. So it's 3 series within the podcast covering 3 days a week. So he finally decided, he didn't want to edit anymore. And also his business was not happy with the agency they were using for social media. So he fired them. So he was looking for another agency to handle all of that, the editing and the social media. And he contacted me, and I'm grateful for that. And we cut a deal, one that I'm very happy with. So we're handling his social media, and by we, I mean my assistant, Lexi, who does all of the social media for The Real Hernando, total rock star. She's the reason why I was able to say yes to that portion of the job, because I knew she'd be all over that. And then all of the editing, piece of cake. And I knew that I now had someone that could take on this work. Even though they're basic edits and might only take 15 minutes tops to do per episode, it's 3 episodes a week and there's a lot. It just moves fast. It's constant. That's all. That's a busy podcast. 3 episodes a week is very busy. So that was what was coming down the pipe. That's what I got Courtney in for. And then I finally was ready to get with Courtney and set her up and get her ingrained and start giving her stuff. And I text her and she's in Israel. She was in Israel for like 2 weeks. I'm like, all good. Let me know when you get home. We'll be ready to work when you get back. So I actually had to edit for the first time in a long time. Thank God they were basic edits. I don't know what I would have done if I had to scrub. I would have found someone on my team to handle these episodes in the interim basis, you know, letting them know that the editor that this stuff is going to be going to is out of town and I just need some fill-in at the front end. I would have done that. But because they were basic edits, I just rolled up my sleeves, hard work, you know, just like roofing in the summertime. Same thing. I just got into it. And I was like, man, you're not a pussy. Get on some editing. And I did. and also saved me some money. But time is money and money is time. So that's another discussion. So she finally got back from Israel and now we integrated her. Simple process, get on the Zoom call with her, give her more details on what we need to do, invite her into our project management platform, which is monday.com, get her on my Slack account so we can communicate that way. Slack is a great texting platform because trying to communicate with the team over email is absolutely, absolutely undoable. Do not try to run a team through email only. Use platforms like Slack and Monday and Asana and Trello. And then just today, before recording this, I edited my last one and then tasked her some new ones along with some tutorial videos, kind of giving her a tour around where the folders are at, where to find the music, the different episodes for the different series, how I want the music to blend in for the intro and outro, so on and so forth. Set her up, really just, you know, holding her hand at the very beginning to make sure she has what she needs and hopefully doesn't have any issues and gets it done right. And also I wanted to set it up where she had time. So all of the episodes, as I record this, it's Saturday, August 13th. All of the episodes for this week coming up, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, are done. But I tasked her today for 2 episodes for the following week. So now she has time, which is what she needs. Even though these are simple edits, I want her to have time to poke around and find folders and make a mistake. I'm obviously going to listen through and look at this stuff as they come to me. But I quickly start, put the trust on the editor too. I do not review everything. What's the point? I hire people to take time off my shoulders here or work off my shoulders to save time. So I will review in the front end a few times. And after that, game on, I trust. And now I won't have to relate to the people that do roofing jobs in the middle of the summer. Like, I'm not going to have to force myself for that kind of labor because that's what editing is. 20 minutes at a computer is just like roofing in the summer. That's what I had to deal with. And I'm glad I don't have to do that anymore. So that's it. New editor coming in and excited about that. And what I am giving her is not going to soak up her 5 hours-ish that she said that she could handle. So now I have someone that I can just start throwing stuff at. I feel very confident now. I always have, but now I feel extra confident that if a new job rolled in tomorrow, yep, I got the bandwidth. I know who's going to do it. So that's it. And I hope someone learned something from this, and I hope that you come back. And I will say that I've mentioned this before, and I'll say it again. New podcasts, of course, downloads are going to be low, but they're consistent. I feel like it's probably the same group of people coming back, and I really do appreciate that. I thank all of you. Go check out my website, shelbyroadproductions.com. I have some new pictures up on my Instagram and Facebook of the new office section of my studio. Go check that out. Instagram is at Shelby Road Productions LLC. Facebook is just Shelby Road Productions. And also, I have my Podbean account, which hosts this podcast, connected to YouTube. So you can go to the YouTube channel, Shelby Road Productions, and you can listen to these episodes, but they're launched and posted as an audiogram, which is really slick. Podbean automatically creates it for you. So I just got to go in there and update the thumbnail and all that stuff. But anyways, plenty of platforms. We're on Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Audible. We're everywhere you can find podcasts. So in the meantime, spread the word. Give me a review. Give me a rating. And we'll talk to you again soon. Holy shit, the music ended. No, we can't do that. We can't do that. Because I always let the song play out. The end. I literally just turn my microphone off and I walk away from my desk and board and I just let the song play out. So we're not going to have that. The last thing you hear on this is music, not me. So take care, guys. Thank you.